This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Remember, do you know that what they call the legal tampering period or whatever the stupid name is,
right?
That starts on Monday, and free agency officially starts on Wednesday. So you're going to start getting a real steady flow of offseason news. Christian Kirk was just traded to the Texans an hour ago from the Jaguars. You're going to start hearing this stuff. And so when Mama Bosa, Cheryl Bosa, maybe she whipped up an omelet with some onions in it this morning, and she put on her Instagram story, "Can we start a petition to get Joey Bosa to the Bay?" And my first reaction was, all right, a Bosa on each side of the line? Come on, man, that's cooking. I love that. And Baldy's on the station this morning with the roast, talking about how Joey can still play. And you know, he's not as dynamic of a pass rusher, but maybe better all around than a lot of the other pass rushers out there. He's good against the run as well, so he's getting into the X's and O's of it all. And I'm thinking to myself, okay, I don't think it's necessarily a horrible idea, but what I do think, the excitement level about it is too high, and that's mainly just because of his last name. I think the novelty of this is pushing people's opinions too far in the direction of bring Bosa to the Bay, because he is often injured, he is about to turn 30, and he is probably not going to be the cheapest option out there, and you've got a lot of things to figure out, obviously, on that cap and beyond. So I am very tenuous with my thoughts about Joey Bosa to the Bay.
Well, I'm out unless it comes down where the number is so small that it makes sense, because it's almost like a vet min deal in the NBA. I don't want to expend real salary and real commitment to a guy. As you mentioned, he is oft injured and, you know, he doesn't really play. He's played 28 games over the last 3 years, which is 28 out of 51 possible. That's about halftime. That's almost like a Joel Embiid participation rate. So yeah, if you can bring him in for a very, very, very small number, then I'm into it. And I do think it would be kind of fun to have, you know, Bosa and Bosa and Bosa and Jay Bosa and Cheryl Bosa, friend of the program. We've talked to her a couple of different times, and hopefully we can, you know, reach out to her and get her on at some point.
I'm trying.
Maybe, I know you
I'm
are,
trying.
Maybe later this week. And she's been so generous with her time with us, and she's been a fun interview. So from that standpoint, yeah, it'd be great.
Oh, come on.
No, I mean it, Cheryl. Yeah. You've been great. But if Joey even will sign for $10 million a year, even that for me is too much money.
Oh, then he's not coming.
Right. Then what are we even doing?
$10 million?
You're not paying him 20, which is what he was making.
I don't know that you wouldn't. I don't know.
I don't think that you should.
You've got
so many holes that, you know, one other edge rusher, a guy who doesn't play every single game, he plays half the games, and you're going to pay $15, $20 million a year for that, I'm out. That to me is bad business.
Yeah. No. And again, you and I have a difference of opinion about where the 49ers sit financially right now.
Yeah, we are.
You bring up the word cap.
All the time.
I bring up the word cash. I think the 49ers are fine on the cap. They've got plenty of cap space. I think the 49ers are running their business the way I wish all businesses ran. Unfortunately, ours doesn't always work this way. Ours works sometimes where people will pull out a spreadsheet and just start crossing names off without even knowing who they are. But the 49ers are working the way that, you know, golf works, which is if you're doing well, we'll keep paying you. If you're not, get out of here.
Thank you,
like,
Kurt.
I honestly believe that this is not about the cap. I think this is more about frustration with 6-11. And so when the 49ers say we need to correct things financially, I don't think that they're saying we're in cap hell and Brock Purdy's coming and we're terrified. I think I hear too much of that out in the streets. What I really think is going on with the 49ers is they're like, look, we went 6-11 and we've been one of the most generous free spending teams in the NFL. We try to take care of our guys. We've made it a thing where if we draft you and develop you and you're good, we make it a thing that we are going to keep you and pay you. But then if you're going to turn around and either A, not produce, B, get injured too often, or C, take us on a crap journey, Brandon, we're done.
Well, he's still here.
I know he is. But if somebody can make it worth their while, he'll be gone. Like, make no mistake, the Niners are still livid about the way things went with Brandon, and it is largely their fault.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and three-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
If they were livid, they shouldn't have done it in the first place. And the fact that his name is even being brought up in trade conversations tells you that the Niners, they know they messed up. They messed up, but they messed up in the name of being like, oh, man, we're so close to the Super Bowl. We got to go for it. But they messed up, and they should not have signed that deal. And so to me, this is almost just the mood they're in. The mood they're in is, if your name next to your money makes sense, then you're good, and we're fine here. If it doesn't, then we're looking to get we're looking to get off of you.
And I do think that part of that is because of the cap. And you and I can have this debate and we'll never have a real answer because the team's not going to come out and say, yeah, we're making these moves because we're in cap trouble. They're not in cap hell, but they're not in cap heaven. And you look at what they have under the cap right now, and it's about $34 million. And I'm just looking at their dead cap number this year. Debo, 31. Eric Armstead, remember him? He still has a dead cap charge of $15.5 million. Mooney Ward is 12.3. That right there is about $58 million of dead cap money for three guys who won't play football for you. So I know that they have a lot of cash, and Jed's been very free with his money in the past. I also look at their cap situation with a quarterback who's going to get fill-in-the-blank dollars per year.
Maybe.
And, I mean, if they do sign him, and they don't have to sign him, they can do a number of different things with the quarterback.
It's not a requirement.
Right? Because he's under contract for $5 million this year because he's been so good that his 1.1 is actually $5 million. But I look at their cap number, and their cap room is not as big as it usually is, and that's why I believe that they're having to make some of these hard choices.
Yeah, look, and in or out on Bosa, not Nick, Joey, 888-957-9570. We can have some fun with this. We'll take some phone calls. 888-957, are you in or out on the idea of Joey Bosa? Again, I'm not offended by it, but it has got to fit. Like, that's my response is, Joey, you better be ready to give him a discount. And if you are, and you want to play with your brother and you want to rehab your sort of standing within the NFL community, not that it's taken some sort of huge hit, but he's missed a lot of games lately. He is not able to go command a major number. But I bet he feels like he could put up, if he's healthy, he could put up some really good numbers opposite of Nick because Joey would not be getting all of the attention. And I bet he thinks it would be pretty fun. And I bet his family thinks it would be pretty fun. But what do we also know about the Bosa family? What do we hear every time one of them is up for a deal? Oh, don't mess with the Bosas. They drive a hard bargain. Well, if you want to drive a hard bargain, drive it somewhere else. Honestly, there's way too much of people getting all kind of enamored with the entertainment side of this, the quirkiness of it, having brothers opposite one another on the defensive line. I don't care about any of that at all. I am interested in cost effectiveness and effectiveness. That's it. And your name can be Bosa, Snosa, Flosa.
Yeah.
I don't care what your last name is. All I care about is the production for the cost. That's it. That's it. And so with someone missing as many games as he has, I got a lot of trepidation about this idea.
Right, and I don't believe that the cost is going to be even remotely close to what they would be willing to spend because, as Evan mentioned, they have 11 draft picks, which means you're going to want to have 11 players that you sign. You're hoping to draft players that are good enough to make your team, and then you're going to pay those 11 players, and you have to fill in other spots on your roster because you can't draft 11 players to fill 15 or 17 or whatever it is, holes on your team. If you look at the Niners roster from last year, I think they have 31 free agents. So those are 31 players who starter, backup, special team, whatever. You need to find replacements for them. They need to be paid. I don't think that they have enough money to just give Joey Bosa $15 million a year because he has a cool last name that you're familiar with. I don't think they can afford him. I don't think they can afford if he wants to
they
make.
They can.
Well, it depends on what he wants to make.
They can afford him. And again, this is the difference in the way you and I look at it. I don't think the Niners have any trouble with what they can afford. It's simply a matter of where they want to put the assets that they have. They can afford him provided that he gives them bang for their damn buck. That's it. They got the bucks. They just need the bank.
Yeah, I don't think they have the bucks that
totally
you think that they
have.
And
yeah,
we'll see what they do in free agency. And already we're seeing moves that they're making with cap casualties like Deebo Samuel. They've already said how much they like Deebo, but they traded him because he makes more money than what he's able to produce.
Totally.